Hollywood loves makeovers. New hair, new teeth, new accent, sometimes even a new birthday. And if all else fails, change your name. When Millie Avital arrived in America in the early 1990s, she received the standard Hollywood welcome package. Your name is too foreign. Your accent is too Israeli. Maybe audiences would connect better if you sounded less like you. She smiled politely, then ignored every word. She kept her name. She kept enough of her accent to remind people where she came from. Most importantly, she refused to become a manufactured version of herself. 3 decades later, it's safe to say Hollywood adjusted far more than Avital did. Now returning to the screen in For the Love of a Woman, a 2025 dramatic film based on a novel by Israeli author Meir Shalev that recently wrapped a theatrical run at the Lemley, Avital looks back on a remarkable career with the calm confidence of someone who never confused fame with identity. "I simply couldn't put the screenplay down," she told the Journal. "When I finished reading it, I was crying." In the film, she plays Esther, a woman who is intelligent, guarded, funny in unexpected ways, and struggling to love herself. "That's what attracted me," Avital said. "She's not trying to be likable. She's trying to be truthful." During filming, fiction suddenly became reality. While portraying a daughter coping with the loss of her mother, Avital was caring for her own seriously ill mother. "Losing your mother changes you," she said quietly. "There's really no other way to explain it. Some performances come from talent. Others come from life. This one came from both." Long before Hollywood knew her name, creativity surrounded her at home in Israel. Her father was a graphic designer, her mother studied at Bezalel Academy, and art wasn't considered a luxury, it was simply part of everyday life. Her breakthrough role in 1991's Over the Ocean earned her Israel's prestigious Ophir Award. Most young actors would have celebrated, bought a bigger apartment and waited for the phone to ring. Avital bought a plane ticket. She moved to New York with little more than determination, solid English, and absolutely no idea how difficult Hollywood could be. "Maybe that was a good thing," she said with a laugh. "If I had known how hard it would be, I might never have come." America quickly taught her that speaking English and acting in English are two completely different professions. "It's rhythm," she explained. "It's music. It's culture." She listened endlessly to American radio, worked with dialect coaches, watched films repeatedly, and practiced until every sentence sounded natural. Then came Stargate, the 1994 sci-fi action-adventure film that was a worldwide box office hit. Avital co-starred in the movie. Suddenly, the unknown Israeli actress found herself starring in a major Hollywood production alongside international stars. "Problem solved? Not exactly. In Hollywood," she said, "yesterday's success doesn't buy tomorrow's opportunity." That may be the most accurate description of the movie business ever delivered in one sentence. Hollywood applauds loudly, but forgets quickly. Every film begins at zero. Every audition reminds you that your last standing ovation has already expired. Success, however, eventually presented Avital with a far more difficult decision than learning an American accent. Family. After marrying Oscar-winning screenwriter Charles Randolph and becoming a mother, she did something almost unheard of in Hollywood. She slowed down. Actually, she practically disappeared. "I barely worked for almost 7 years," she said without a hint of regret. "I wanted to be with my children." Imagine announcing that in Hollywood. It's a city where agents panic if you don't answer your phone within 4 minutes. Yet Avital never believed another movie was more important than watching her children grow up. "I still choose projects based on how much time they'll take away from my family." Of course, there was a price. Roles went to other actresses. Projects moved on, opportunities disappeared, but birthdays don't wait for the next production schedule. Neither do first days of school. Looking back, she has no doubts. "You eventually have to decide who you're living your life for," she said. "Once you answer that honestly, many decisions become surprisingly simple." It may be the wisest career advice Hollywood never gives. Although she has spent more than 30 years in America, Israel never stopped being home. Asked what remains most Israeli about her, the answer came instantly. "Hummus. Tahini." She paused, and being direct. Then she laughed. Israelis call it dugri. Americans call it honesty. That may be the funniest cultural translation I've heard all year. Every trip back to Israel follows the same familiar ritual: family, lifelong friends, Mediterranean beaches, and enough hummus to alarm any California nutritionist. Then came October 7, 2023. Distance suddenly became meaningless. I feel more Israeli today than ever before, she said. She believes artists have an obligation not only to entertain but also to tell stories that preserve humanity when politics often fails. Culture isn't a luxury, she said. It's part of who we are. Listening to her, I realized we are no longer discussing acting. We're talking about belonging, about identity, about the invisible thread connecting people to the place where their story began. As our conversation ended, I thought less about the impressive list of films on Avital's resume and more about the woman herself. Hollywood offered her countless opportunities to reinvent herself. She could have changed her name. She could have hidden her accent. She could have become easier to market. Instead, she chose something much harder. She stayed herself. In an industry built on illusion, that may be her greatest performance. When audiences watch For the Love of a Woman, they see an accomplished actress bringing emotional depth to Esther. What they may not realize is that every chapter of Avital's own life quietly lives inside that performance. The young Israeli who crossed an ocean with nothing but hope, the actress who refused to trade authenticity for convenience, the mother who chose family over fame, and the woman who discovered that the greatest role of all is simply being yourself. Hollywood gave Avital a career. She never let it rewrite her character.